well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
We are Lowly. We're here on a York UK tour for a couple of days, and we're going to play some songs for you guys. We'll start out with Still Life.
Do I frustrate you? She said. I really don't mean to. We're merely lucky collections of particles, and some stick together more than others. Maybe ours are not supposed to catch on. My thoughts and considerations are drops in an ocean, and my body is a shell very close to the wind.
Performing for us on today's episode of The Sessions at Midori House is Danish noise pop band Lowly. The quintet came together after meeting as students, and after a few singles and an EP, it was scooped up by indie label Bella Union, upon which they've released their brilliant debut album, Heba.
Dive into the still life. Embrace it as you lose the thread.
Welcome to the sessions at Midori House. Thanks for playing for us today.
Thank you.
First of all, we've got 3 out of 5 members of the band in the studio. Why don't we go around and introduce everybody?
I'm Stefan, the drummer of the band.
And I'm Nena, and I play guitar and I sing.
And I'm Thomas, and I play the bass.
And you guys all met as music students. Now, I'm an ex-music student, and from my experience, music students tend to make a lot of bands, and not many of them make it past school. What is it about your band that really clicked, and what made you know that you were going to carry on after school?
We didn't know, actually, in the beginning. We all agreed that when we met, we all had different bands, so we agreed that this was a side project. It was just too fun to play We recorded the stuff we've been making in school just to, you know, document it. But then afterwards we were like, this was too fun not to do again.
Yeah, and then we had to record it, and then people liked it. We started playing shows, and then...
Yeah.
You sound very surprised.
Yeah, it was kind of surprising. It was.
This song is called Swim.
I mean, there's so much to your songs. There's so many elements to them. How do they start out? Is there one key songwriter, or is it a big collaboration? Who brings the ideas to the room?
A bit different from song to song. Most of the songs are made in pairs. Me and Nana write a lot together, and Kasper and Sophie, who isn't here, also write a lot together. Then we bring some sort of demo-ish song to the rehearsal space, and then try to make something of it. Sometimes it's an entire song from the beginning, almost.
And then Stefan sets the beat.
Yeah, exactly. It's very different from song to song, as Thomas says, but we use a lot of the time in the rehearsal room when we're making new songs, trying them, reverse them and play them, play slow ballads with a fast beat on top. We like to like experiment and take the songs to some other places.
Yeah.
I imagine they're quite fun sort of jam sessions that you have in your practice room.
Yeah,
long jam sessions.
And it's nice that you can bring sort of a doll song, and then Stefan makes something amazing, and then everybody starts to get getting ideas.
Hard to put beat on demos, because it just turns out like to be a completely different song once Stefan plays the drums on it.
Or Kasper or Sophie.
Plays the drums.
Plays the drums, yeah, of course. Do something, yeah. Cups of coffee tempt me as I'm diving in bubble beds. I'm not a great big whale
untold. I'm just a newer version of you. I'll swim your creeks and rivers. Thank you.
so then when do you know when a song is finished?
Well, we don't know, actually. But, you know, on Hibba, there's a song called No Hands, and we were all like, well, there's something about this song, and we need to have it on the album, but we didn't. We couldn't, like, feel if it was finished or not. But we put it on the album, and it has a lot of pauses and empty space, I think. And it turns out that every review we've been reading was highlighting that song, No Hands, and that was really special to us, to have, you know, the listener finish the song in some way, have the listener say, this is a song, actually. Yeah, really. Because it's very fragmented. When we made Hibba, it was made of very, you know, many songs from each of us and put into a big ball of songs. So
yeah, and we didn't play it live for for a long time. There was something strange about the song. So we played a concert with Danish Philharmonic Orchestra, and that sort of kickstarted us starting to play the song live.
Exactly.
And now we like it a lot and often end the show with it.
Yeah.
And speaking of your live performances, I've read that you did the big one with the orchestra. I think I read somewhere that you did a performance with somebody doing sign language as well.
Yeah.
What was the idea behind that, and what are you thinking about when you plan your live shows?
Firstly, because we thought it was very beautiful to have all the lyrics translated visually.
Yeah, kind of like bringing dancers, but then just lyrically, sort of.
Exactly. Yeah, and then, you know, we did it for Spot Festival in Denmark. It's just important when you play festivals like that to do something else, to do something that people can remember.
Make yourself stand out a bit.
Yeah, exactly. And it was fun to us.
And was it after that performance that you were signed by Bella Union?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, there you go. It works.
Yes. Yeah, it works. All you need is some sign language.
Yes, and then you have musicians. A record deal.
You're on tour at the moment. So what's life like on the lowly tour bus?
It's quite warm. We have a small bus this time. That's good, I think. It's nice to be on tour because people are so sweet, you know. Yeah. Everywhere
amazingly
we go.
Friendly people.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're back to Denmark very soon. What's next after you finish this tour?
Then we have some festivals. We are playing a few festivals in Denmark, and then we are playing in the UK. We're playing End of the Road.
That's the best one.
That's so.
We heard that. And also Sea Change.
And we are doing a big Bella Union anniversary gig with Mercury Rev.
Yeah, exactly.
Where we're supporting them at the Barbican. So that's going to be
some exciting things coming up.
This song is called Look at the Sun. Just passing out, oscillating, we're more in real life, time worth collecting, with a purpose, and I'm sure with a little more focus, we can get lost. The swimming pool, get lost. And there's just not a story good enough to be told. And there's just not a story star.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guests were Loli, and their debut album, Heba, is out now on Belly Union. Join us at the same time next week when we'll have music from synth poppers Saint Etienne. But for now, I'm Holly Fisher. Thanks for tuning in.